So your journey started at the age of 16, I believe. So after watching the election results in 2004, you became frustrated that a lot of young people didn't turn up. So you just set off to Washington without having any context there and just made it happen. So can you talk about a little bit more about that experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's typical of a lot of things that people in this generation are doing, which is, being able to say, I don't have all the answers, I don't have all the information, but I'm going to go out and try and make this happen. There's a kind of fearlessness and resilience that is really powerful. So, I was just motivated, I was frustrated, I was angry, I wanted to do something. And I went out and made this film, and for me, it was an incredible experience. I learned an incredible amount doing it and putting it together. There's an opportunity in our world today. The gatekeepers have been removed. The people who used to be controlling access, controlling who got to do what. Who was able to do these things, that's all been removed. You can make a film without having people in Hollywood behind you. You can get things distributed. You can do things on your own. I think it's one of the powerful things about this generation is that we don't have to ask permission to say, hey, can we do this? Can we do that? There's really a broad understanding that we can go in and that things can rise up on their merit. So, that's one of the things I really learned. I also really saw the power of young people, that people are, being a young person, people are willing to talk to you who might not be willing to talk to you otherwise. People are willing to open up to you. And that when you put together something like a film, it can be really catalytic for getting other people engaged and inspired, and moving the needle along. So it's really, I mean, I like to say that it's really about the rise of the extraordinary ordinary, which is ordinary people who today feel frustrated or something happens to them. There's an easy pathway for them to become extraordinary, which is, to say, as opposed to just saying, well, this sucks, I don't like this. You can actually turn that into something. You can do something. You can actually be part of making change. And I think that's one of the amazing things about this generation.
But yesterday I stumbled upon this article, which is about future of work, and it says that on June 30th, so this Monday, the right to request flexible working will be extended to all employees. And flexible working means then working you are allowed to work from home, flexi time, job sharing, or shift working. So that's the future starting from next week. So whoever wants to do that can now do that. And another great thing, which they're speculating here in the article, is that by 2020, people will work less per week, but they will work longer. So they will work until the age of 70, but they perhaps work 4 times a week. So that will give a better life, work-life balance, and that is also, I think, more millennial, because young people want to do what they love, and when they do what they love, they don't mind working until they're 70. Yet during that time, they perhaps want to more, days off to do something else and relax and so on. So what is your take on the future of work and what millennials want to get out of it?
Well, I think that this is really one of the biggest areas that people in this generation are going to be affecting. People are looking at work as something totally different. The idea that used to be you had one job and one career that you stayed with your whole life. People in this generation are looking at, the average millennial will have 12 different jobs by the time they turn 38. So that, in and of itself, is a huge shift, that people see their career not as, staying with one company for a whole time. And what that means is people are also, people used to say, that's my job and this is my life. Now people's job and their work is deeply, deeply intertwined with their identity, who they are. And So, you know, that as a result, that's a pretty monumental shift that people are looking for these other things out of a job. It's not, you know, the average millennial says they'd rather make pay get go work at a job that pays them less where they could have greater social impact than a job that pays them more. So that that kind of identity that says, you know, my work has to be meaningful, it has to be all these things, it's ultimately going to shift how companies work. I mean, we've already seen that, you know, the biggest companies are now thinking about this question of social responsibility and how they are involved in making the world a better place, in part because consumers are demanding it, but also because employers are demanding it. People don't want to go work for the widget factory that's just making widgets all day. And so they have a big problem. They need to actually engage employees. So it's really a force that's changing our society, but also pushing big institutions to start behaving in a different way.
Back to the age of 16 when your journey started, the very interesting thing is that how did you get young people to follow your vision to become more politically active when that vision didn't really match with their own, because, you know, millennials on a whole are not very politically active. So what did you do for that? How did you engage with them?
Well, you know, we made this film, and that was really the key piece of it, which is that, you know, we said people want to be engaged and mobilized around something that they can relate to. They don't want, you can't tell people, hey, you have to go to this lecture, you have to read this flyer, you have to read this book. We really wanted to say, let's engage people around something people can all get together around. That's what the film provided, and also something that's spreadable. So we did thousands of screenings all over the country with this film, and it was really just a perfect way to convene people, because it was not something that there was a huge barrier for people to enjoy. We tried to make something that was accessible, that engaged people on all different levels, and it worked. I mean, people really resonated, and everywhere we went, we left a copy of the film, so somebody would then spread that and share that and share it with other people. The power of visual media is incredible in that way, to spread a message. There's really nothing like it. And I think one of the challenges, particularly in politics, is people have looked at engagement as, no, they've got to get all the right information, they got to get this, we got to control the message. Those days are over. And frankly, they don't work nearly as well to really engage people on a mass scale. So we've been pretty excited with how that's gone.
So just three main things that describe the millennials the best.
Pragmatic idealists, deeply desiring, deeply idealistic, but desiring a pragmatic sense of trying to get things done. For a long time we've had pragmatism and idealism lying on opposite ends of the spectrum. Now people are saying, we want to change the world, but we got to have a plan to get there. Mm-hmm. Two, a sense of civic mindedness, a desire to participate in social change and in every aspect, trying to make the world a better place. And three, inclusiveness and tolerance, the idea that we're accepting of difference. We think the world should be a more equal, tolerant place, and we should move as quickly and as much in every aspect of our society towards greater inclusivity. So those are really three of the things that I think define the generation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And have a good day.
Thank you so much. Glad we were able to do this. And if you have any other follow-ups, just let me know. And it's great to get a chance to talk to you.
Yes, yes. Thanks a lot. Hopefully see you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye.